Your Steve Jones Show podcast audio is loading. Steve Jones Show podcast, sponsored by Kratzer Insurance Agency, Mount Pleasant Mills in Northumberland, and online at KratzerInsurance.com.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by Kratzer Insurance. Auto, home, life, business insurance. Service is important. Price is important. Kratzer Insurance understands both. Mount Pleasant Mills and Northumberland. Well, we have coming up later in the week, Kevin wants Steeler talk.
Of course I do.
Ed Bouchette, one of the best ever. Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Steeler beat writer forever. Tony DeFazio, Pittsburgh Sports Report. How about some Eagles talk? How about John Marks from 97.5 The Fanatic in Philadelphia? Johnny's going to join us later in the week. How about some Penn State talk? How about Donnie Collins from Scranton, one of the outstanding beat writers for the Nittany Lions? Just part of the mix that we have for you as the week goes on. Looking forward to it. I mean, that's so that's what we have going on. And Adam Rittenberg on the Big Ten from ESPN.com. I can tell you're busy writing all of these down.
I'm trying, but my pen doesn't work that fast.
Well, if you'd given me one of the company pens yesterday, I got shut out again.
It's like you think that I have them locked up in my office somewhere.
I do.
I might, but that's beside the point.
Our number is 1-800-795-9565. 1-800-795-9565. When you get to this time of the year, here's the question I want to pose to the fans. It is the month of August, okay? One of the deadest months of the year.
Oh, brother.
What excites you now? Are you excited about football, or are you still excited about baseball?
Wait, the Our deadest numbers... months of the year?
Okay, what's going on this month?
Well, you've got football.
They're practicing.
Baseball.
Okay, it's the dog days.
The Little League World Series starts on Thursday.
Yeah, that's still not here yet.
High school football.
Practicing.
Yeah.
They're not playing games.
Yeah, okay. But you have to practice before you can play.
This is what you have to understand, okay? Okay, what's the most important part of sports? The games.
Right, but
one of the deadest months of the year.
But now is the time where you actually get the skill set.
Regardless, okay?
You're just not going to agree with me, that's all.
Nobody goes to more practices than I do.
That's probably true. I don't think Bill O'Brien goes to more practices than you do.
No, that's not true. Okay, but so believe me, I understand the value of practice. I go, all right? But I'm asking the fans, 800-795-9565, what excites you more, a baseball pennant race or the anticipation of football season on this particular day? 800-795-9565. What excites you more, baseball in the month of August or the anticipation of football season? 800-795-9565. Love to hear from the fans. Love to get a feel and read as to how they feel about it. What excites you more? Baseball in the month of August, you know, if your team happens to be in the pennant race, obviously, or the anticipation of football season. Ken in Milton joins us. Hello, Ken. Welcome back. It's great to hear from you.
Gentlemen, it's very nice to talk to you again. I have to be honest with you, Steve. I'm a little disappointed that you would even pose this question to the audience.
Well, I wanted to pose the question because I think, of course, for Philadelphia fans, a little different answer. But in the month of August, if I'm Bud Selig, I'm very intrigued by this question. How about that?
Okay, very good. I think the month of August is absolutely my favorite month from the anticipation standpoint of the upcoming football season. Your baseball playoff races are now starting to take shape. Although, as a Mets fan, that hasn't been a concern of mine since mid-May. but I and watching the Phillies falter during the month of August is always a lot of fun. I enjoy that.
So, in other words, you've enjoyed the last 3 months.
I've enjoyed the last 2 years that way. But I got to tell you, Steve, I am really excited for football, and I always am. But I, you know, not knowing what we were getting so much last year as a State fan, I am really excited to watch Bill O'Brien's team, to watch the quarterback development, to see life after Marty on defense, and just to see a full year of Bill O'Brien football at Penn State is very, very exciting, and I'm really looking forward to that. And the high school season, I think Selins Grove is going to have a really talented squad. I think Danville's going to have a nice team this year. I'm excited. I'm actually a Berwick fan. I'm excited to watch Curry go to work with his grandson quarterback over at Berwick. I mean, this time of the year, the build-up going into football season where I can just go into a football coma until November, I love it.
A football coma.
Yeah, don't wake me after Thanksgiving. Just leave me alone, and I'll be fine. I don't need anything.
Football coma, Thanksgiving coma, then the bowl season starts.
Yeah, then, see, that's the whole thing. Then my life ceased to exist. After the bowl season, well, after the Super Bowl, that's why you haven't heard from me for 6-7 months. That's exactly why. But I just wanted to throw my 2 cents in and enjoy the show, and I hope to talk to you guys more with the coming season upon us. Talk to you later.
We look forward to that very much, Ken. Our number, 800-795-9565. What intrigued you more in the month of August, baseball or the anticipation of football? What intrigues you more in the month of August, baseball or the anticipation of football season? 800-795-9565. 800-795-9565. If you'd like to jump in, we'd love to get your feel and read on this question.
If you would have asked this question in 08, you might have gotten a little bit different answer.
I understand this, but I still, you know, part of this question is rooted in tradition. Some of it is rooted in the present. So there are many different ways to go with this. 800-795-9565. What excites you more as a sports fan? Baseball in the month of August or the anticipation of football season? 800-795-9565. Ken's already weighed in. And in a few moments, someone else will weigh in at 800-795-9565. What intrigues you more? Baseball season in the month of August or the anticipation of football season? Tom is next in Montoursville. Hi, Tom. It's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Hey, thank you, Steve. I have two questions. One question is, you know, we're hearing a little bit, you know, about Penn State off and on, but what about Syracuse? Is this an up year for them? Is it a down year for them? What's the situation with them?
It's a mixed bag with Syracuse compared to what they had last year. They had a good football team last year, not a great one. But with Nassib now being drafted and going to the NFL, Terrell Hunt's going to have to take over a quarterback. So it'll be a little different style with a brand new coach. They're really good at running back. They're okay at wide receiver. Very good at running back, though. Offensive line, three of the five starters are back. Defensive line has some issues. Linebackers have a couple starters back that should be pretty good. And the secondary for Syracuse is very good. So they're in a mixed bag mode where I think they're almost in a holding pattern about where they were last year. What makes it interesting is with a new head coach, do they change style? That's what we need to find out, Tom. But that's the kind of football team they have.
Okay. Hey, sounds good. I can't wait. 2.5 weeks, I can't wait.
Duh, you and me both, Tom. Remember the days when Phil Donahue used to scratch off, or it was David Letterman, scratch off the X's till Phil Donahue moves the show to New York? That's where I am. I'm just X-ing off days until I get to MetLife Stadium.
Right, me too. Hey, I have one other question.
Yes,
I tried to call in. It's got to be 3-4 months ago. You were talking racing, and I have one quick question for Kevin. And at that time, Danica Patrick had a birthday. I wanted to know if Kevin knew how old she was.
I'm sorry, ask the question one more time.
How old is Danica Patrick?
How old is Danica?
Yeah.
32.
She was 31.
31, okay.
But you know, Tom,
in the ballpark.
Tom, you know darn well Kevin would know the answer to that. I mean, basically, the authorities have accused him of stalking.
Right. Hey, thank you very much.
Tom, absolute pleasure. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
You too. Uh-huh, bye.
And from Montoursville to Sunbury, our next stop. Hi, Bob. Thank you for your patience. Welcome to the show. Hi, Bob. Bob. Hello, Bob.
I think we lost him.
Nice job, Kevin.
It's not me.
800-795-9565 is the number. In the month of August, what excites you more or interests you more? Baseball, which is now headed toward its stretch run, or the anticipation of football season? 800-795-9565. What intrigues you more? Baseball now in its pennant race stage? Or football, the anticipation of it, just 2.5 weeks away. 800-795-9565. Today's show brought to you by Kratzer Insurance. On Pleasant Mills, Northumberland, on News Radio 1070 WKOK. I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Key, routes 11 and 15, Hubblesworth. Kratzer Insurance, our outstanding sponsor every Tuesday. Mount Pleasant Mills, Northumberland. Auto, home, life, business insurance. Service and price important to you, isn't it to all of us? Mount Pleasant Mills, Northumberland. 800-795-9565. What intrigues you more in the month of August? Baseball pennant race or the anticipation of football season? Pretty simple. What intrigues you more as a sports fan? The anticipation of football season or baseball season into the home stretch? 800-795-9565. Just like to get your read. It's been interesting. We've had some different answers to this so far. 800-795-9565. Jump in. Love to hear from you. Really get an opinion as to what people think. I know we had Bob and Sunbury there at one point. Bob called back. Appreciate that very much. Kevin was distracted by something. I don't know what.
He was there and then he was gone.
We're also going to have somebody from the Little League World Series on tomorrow. What,
yes.
Bob McClintock? Brian McClintock from South Williamsburg. Talk about the Little League World Series. That'll be on tomorrow's show. Okay. That'll be on tomorrow's show. Our number, 800-795-9565. 800-795-9565.
Then I'll give you my prediction for the series then, too.
So I want to ask you, Kevin, Yes. What intrigues you more, baseball pennant race or the anticipation of football season?
The baseball pennant race would have intrigued me just a little bit more if the Phillies had a shot. No, but that's what makes the difference for me.
I agree with that. I understand that completely. That's why I know for baseball fans, that's a difficult question to answer. Because part of this question is rooted in tradition, and part of this question is rooted in the present tense.
Yeah, if the Phillies were in a serious contention for a playoff spot, I would probably be a little more interested in baseball. But now I've kind of resigned to the fact that that's not going to happen, so I'm shifting gears into football. Each year it changes, depending on the situation.
Okay.
And that's not because I like baseball more than football or football more than baseball. It just depends on how my teams are doing. Actually, if you have to pick the two sports, I actually like football better than baseball.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, in a stunningly unsponsored segment, and believe me, we tried, Kevin will give us his Little League World Series predictions.
Well, I was going to wait till tomorrow.
Okay.
Anticipation, Steve.
800-795-9565. I feel like I'm watching a Heinz ketchup commercial. Anticipation. All right.
Carly
Simon Bob.
Coming up next.
There's Bob in Sunbury. Hi, Bob. Welcome back. It's great to hear from you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Got a dead spot in the highway here, so obviously got signal now, and here I am.
And thanks for taking the pressure off me now. I appreciate that.
Thanks,
you're my
Bob.
New best friend now.
It's never you, Kevin.
I'm glad somebody recognizes that.
What do you have for us, Bob?
Well, I want to follow through on your comment of intriguement. Originally, you started just intriguing with baseball compared to football. Intriguing mm-hmm. by itself brings up the idea that it's either current tense or future tense, and obviously football is right in their future here. So mm-hmm. I think my anticipation and intriguement leans towards football because we have it at all different levels, whether it be the high school teams playing or the local college teams playing, or if you follow the NFL. In baseball, you really just have the Major League Baseball to follow. So you get more excitement by following the various levels of football.
That's a really interesting point. Really interesting point. That's very well thought out, Bob.
Well, thanks for the input, but, as I drive down the highway, that gave me a second or two to divulge my thoughts out loud, see?
No, that's great because, again, there is something. You have an NFL team. Now, what's your team, Bob, the Eagles?
No, my team actually moved out of the area. My team was Baltimore Colts who went to Indiana on me, so I don't get to see them much anymore.
Okay.
But that gives my age bracket away when you're following Johnny Unitas, et cetera.
Well, that's okay because I was very much alive when Johnny Unitas played as well. So,
yeah.
And the level it goes college football.
I'd like to know Kevin's input on some of the high school teams that he follows here
Please.
Too. I know he talked about Seelens Grove having some strength and maybe over their growing spell. Danville certainly had a strong team last year. Where's his hometown? Not his hometown, but his local roots for the Shikellamy. His cheering for Shikellamy. Where do they stand on the totem pole?
I think Shikellamy.
And I'll let you go then. I'll listen to you on the radio. Thank you.
Thanks, Bob.
Thanks, Bob.
I think Shikellamy will depend on the line play. I think the offensive and defensive line is going to be the key for Shikellamy. If they can get some protection for the quarterback, that will be the biggest thing, depending on who's at quarterback. And Garrett Kemberling was there last year until the injury when he had time, was making good reads. Mobile quarterback opens up a lot of options in that offense. I think it all starts and ends with the offensive line this time around for Shikellamy. I think Danville is going to be very solid as well. A lot of starters back from last year, only lost a handful of seniors. And that was a successful team a year ago, and they're a year older. That makes them just as tough.
There you go. Very comprehensive. 800-795-9565. More calls following the news at the bottom of the hour. Today's show brought to you by Kratzer Insurance, Mount Pleasant Mills, and Northumberland. as we roll on here on this Tuesday afternoon on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Quatzer Insurance, Mount Pleasant Mills, Northumberland. If service is important to you and price is important to you, auto, home, business insurance, life insurance, Kratzer Insurance, Mount Pleasant Mills, and Northumberland. I'm in the Chateau of the Sunbury Motors Studio. 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Kevin, we actually had a comment on the Facebook page about the question.
Yeah, your question was what you liked more in August, or what you look forward to. I'm paraphrasing because the question was much more in detail than that. And John Peters said that he was excited for football season, which I understand because I'm the same way, but he has a better reason. His six-year-old starts the first year of flag football, so football's the winner.
Sure.
Understandable.
Nah, completely understandable, and I think that's a lot of fun. Month of August, sports-wise, a transition month in the year. What intrigues you more? Baseball pennant races heating up or the anticipation of football season? 800-795-9565. 800-795-9565. If you'd like to jump in, love to hear your responses one way or the other. Do you notice so far I have kept out of this completely? I want to hear what you have to say, including Lou and Muncie. Hi, Lou. Great to have you on board.
Hey, I was going to say, they say comedy, and everything in comedy is about timing, so I'm probably about 8 minutes too late on this, but I was thinking about your Kevin's very much unsolicited. Yeah, well, that maybe that, too.
That's true.
Unsponsored Little League prediction. And
okay.
Since I own Wenzel Studio and specialize in sports photography, I was playing off the Hines comment you made. I'm calling to offer a 57-cent sponsorship of that prediction spot.
That's fabulous, Lou. And now remember, Lou, it's tomorrow.
Yep.
Because even though he had given everyone the idea it was going to be today, and I then picked up on that and asked and was burned, you now, Lou, have saved the segment and saved the day.
But Lou, I want to make the most out of your money, so I'm building anticipation for tomorrow.
We might even be able to go to 57 and a half.
Done deal.
Wow.
So anyway, that was just my harassment for the day. I need Lou, to spend less time thinking while I'm driving.
Lou, I love it. Harass us more often.
Well, I may do that. I do a lot of driving around the area from sports teams to sports team this time of year. So,
boy, that's great. Boy, that's great. Great business you have.
Been even known to get down in Kevin's territory and do some stuff at Chickalimmie from time to time.
That's great, yeah. Lou.
So, anyway,
Lou,
y'all
Lou,
keep going. And by the way, football takes my precedence over baseball more because by this time it's a little baseball's kind of worn out. It's like it's been going on forever by this point of the year.
Interesting point, Lou. We've got you checked, marked as football.
Yes.
Thank you, Lou. Safe trip.
Yep. Bye.
Next stop is Watsontown. Hi, Marsha. Welcome to the show. It is great to have you with us at 800-795-9565.
It's great to be calling in. And it's August. It's football weather.
There you go, Marsha.
Yeah. Football, marching band, it's football weather. Crisp, okay. Cool night.
Hmm. There is something special, Marsha, about a crisp, cool night and football. And it's interesting how you talked about marching band. Do you have one that is in the marching band?
No. My husband and I were both in marching bands in high school and college.
And
my daughter's only 9, so she's not up that age yet.
And your college was?
Bloomsburg University. Go BU.
And your husband's the same?
Yes. Met the first day of band camp.
Oh, well, this is a nice
story.
So
you got to have football. You gotta have football.
And the instrument he played, and what was your spot in the band?
Oh, I was in the drum line.
Drum line?
And my husband played trumpet.
That's incredible. That's great. So you love football season. High school, college, or pro to you?
Well, I can watch any game. Any game. But high school and college are my two favorites.
That's great. And the high school that you want to watch on Friday night is?
I always go to home line mountain game, but they play Saturday night usually.
Gotcha. I gotcha. Marcia, that's great. That is great. Thank you so much. We will put you down as football. Thanks a lot for listening. Definitely. And one of the truly fun calls of the day.
Thank you.
Thank you, Marcia. 800-795-9565. So what intrigues you more? Is it a baseball pennant race in the month of August, or is it the anticipation of football season? So far, it's been a rout in favor of football.
It's a football area, too.
Well, I'm just saying everybody has their own personal taste.
No, you're right.
And that's why I, you know, if you notice, what has my input been on this so far? It has been in
zero.
Exactly. It's been facilitator and listening. I want to listen to what people have to say. My opinion is irrelevant. Their opinion is extremely relevant to me. I'm really interested in what they're thinking. 800-795-9565. What intrigues you more this time of the year? Is it baseball in the thick of its pennant race? Or is it the anticipation of football season? Marcia was interesting, and she talked about, you know, a crisp, cool night, whether it's a Friday night or a Saturday night at Lime Mountain, or a college football game, pro game. Her family loves football, you know, and she said a marching band on a crisp, cool night. See, football means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. And I've talked about this repeatedly when I've taught class, and I'll talk to them about this. It's really early in the semester I'll discuss this with them. The number 800-795-9565. 800-795-9565. What intrigues you more in August? Baseball pennant race or the anticipation of football season? We want to hear your opinion. And I tell them, I said, if you're broadcasting your Friday evening sportscast on campus, your lead story is going to be Penn State football playing the next day. If you are just a half mile away and you're broadcasting in town, your lead story on a Friday night is going to be high school football. You save that Penn State story for your last story. And high school football, I said, you have to remember what high school football means in the state of Pennsylvania on a Friday night, or as Marcia mentioned, a Saturday night for Lion Mountain. And that is, it's not just the parents of the players or their friends and relatives being there that are associated with the players. Remember all the parents and friends associated with the members of the band. Remember the people that are associated with the cheerleaders. Remember the people that are, you know, associated with the drum corps. It's wide-ranging. And, of course, there are people who want to be there because it's their town. Their town means something as well. That's why the regional school concept bothers me a little bit, because I don't want us to lose the identity of our towns. Debbie is next in Milton at 800-795-9565. Debbie, it's a pleasure for me to talk with you.
Well, thank you very much. I enjoy listening to your show every afternoon.
Thank you, Debbie. That's very kind.
Thank you. Well, I enjoyed your conversation about the fall. And I have to say, normally it would be college football or high school football. But this year in particular, I am very enthusiastic about the Pittsburgh Pirates. So I am looking forward. There are, as of last night, with three games in first place, and I'm hoping that this is the year that the Pirates go all the way.
After 20 years of frustration, Debbie, your moment, I think, has arrived.
I think so. I remember back in 1971 watching them win the World Series, and then this year in particular, a former student of mine that I taught back when I lived in Cincinnati, he plays for the Pirates, Josh Harrison. And yes, I am so enthusiastic watching him play when he had that walk-off home run last week. it just tickles me to see him doing so well, because he always had a dream of playing pro baseball. And now that he's made it, I've so enjoyed. Of course, he was always with my favorite team, so it made it even more endearing to me to watch him.
Well, his nickname in Pittsburgh is Jay Hay.
And oh, I know it is.
They love Jay Hay right now because he is doing exactly what you just talked about, Debbie. He is making big plays at big moments.
He is. In high school, he did the same thing. I mean, going all over the field, I've been loving third base, second base, shortstop, right field. I remember the first time he went in to play right field, Clint Hurdle said, you know, Cliff Hurdle said, do this. And he goes, yeah, sure. He said Little League, but he still did it, and he does a phenomenal job out there. So really enthusiastic about the Pirates this year.
Debbie, that is terrific. Thank you so much for your call. And as you notice, we've had several Pirate guests on during the course of the summer, so they have been very close in our thought process as we've worked through the last few months.
Yes, I love it. Hey, well, thank you so much for having me on.
Debbie, it was our pleasure. Our number is 800-795-9565, 800-795-9565. We go from Debbie in Milton to Corey in Sunbury. Hi, Corey. Thank you for waiting.
Hi, Steve. Hey, I just had a little different twist in thinking about football. And obviously, I'm a football fan, but there's people that get involved in football that might not be the major football fan, but they're involved in it because on the high school level, it's a tremendous income for such as the band association and in Chickalimmie, the junior class, because they run these concession stands, and they get a lot of parents involved in both these organizations, and it's because of the football and the football game, obviously, that these organizations get a lot of money, which helps them survive.
Corey, that's a great point. That is a great point. And because it is a gathering spot for the town, for all the reasons that you and I just outlined, it's also a great fundraising opportunity for many as well.
Sure, in this town, Chickalimmie, Sunbury, Norrie area, it's a junior class that has one concession stand, and that's what allows the students in their senior year to do all the activities, including buy yearbooks and going a class trip. It funds all that. And for the band association, they have a concession stand, and that greatly gives them the big income they need for the year to go on all their trips.
Yeah, and I think over the last 16 years, Corey, I think I funded a few of those trips.
Yeah, but hey, it's football that makes it happen, and there's a lot of other sports that they're both to get involved in, but truly, I mean, that's where the audience is, and that's where the people are, so that's what generates the money. So I just
Corey,
wanted to throw that out there.
Oh, you've added a lot, Corey. Thank you so much. Appreciate that.
All right. Thanks for the show. We all enjoy it.
Thank you, Corey. 800-795-9565. 800-795-9565. So what intrigues you more at this time of the year? Baseball pennant race or the anticipation of football season?
Yeah, I have a question for you. You were talking about your students in your class this time at the early part of the season and how they would set up their sportscast and talk high school football or college football, depending on where they're at. My question to you is, how do some of the out-of-the-region students react to the way high school football is viewed in this area compared to, say, Missouri or something?
Depends on the student and where they're from in terms of the town. If they're from a big city, then it takes them a little bit to relate. If they're from a smaller to medium-sized town, they understand it.
See, that's what I thought. That's what I would have thought, too.
Right. Spring Mills, our next stop at 800-795-9565. Jim is in Center County with us. Hi, Jim.
Hey, how you doing, Steve?
I'm doing well, Jim. Thanks for calling.
I just wanted to weigh in on the which intrigues you more, and I would have to say definitely football.
Okay.
The fact that Friday you work all week, Friday night you get to go watch your favorite high school football team, and then Saturday morning you can wake up, turn on College Game Day, and start all over again.
Now, Jim, are you a Penns Valley guy?
I live in Penns Valley right now, but I'm originally from Carmel.
So I played football in the 80s and alcohol, and, you know, it's just obviously a huge tradition down there to go out and support Mount Carmel football and so forth. But, you know, you get Friday night in, and then you got Saturday all day college games. And if you haven't had your fill by then, you got the NFL on Sunday. So
and, Jim, Friday nights in Mount Carmel begin at 3 o'clock, don't they, Jim?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is a great time of year. It's definitely the thing I look forward to about come August. You get the itch to watch it.
No question about that, Jim. Appreciate the input very much.
Okay, thanks. You guys have a great day.
You too, Jim. Our number 800-795-9565. So what intrigues you more, good baseball pennant race in the month of August or the anticipation of football season? Today's show brought to you by Kratzer Insurance. Mount Pleasant Mills, Northumberland on News Radio 1070, WKOK.
Ready for a quality pre-owned vehicle? Well, get them before they go to auction at Sunbury Motors. Go to sunburymotors.com and click on pre-auction blowout.
Like a 2006 Ford Explorer 4-liter XLT with new rotors and new brake lining, just $11,499. 2011 Ford Fiesta 4-door sedan, $12,494. 2005 Dodge Dakota 4-door quad cab, $12,994. 2007 Lincoln MKZ 4-wheel drive sedan, $12,995. 2006 Pontiac Solstice, 2-door convertible, super low miles, only $15,521. And a 2010 Honda Odyssey, 5-door EXL, call for price, 888-536-8017.
All come with a Carfax report and our lowest price promise. Pre-auction blowout. 24-7 at sunburymotors.com, at the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at our dealership, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sunbury Motors, a tradition of trust since 1915.
Shopping for insurance to save money is not an easy thing. What if I told you there's good news for Pennsylvania residents searching to save money on homeowners, auto insurance, RVs, motorcycles, and more? What if I told you you didn't have to sacrifice local personal service? Then call or visit online the Kratzer Insurance Agency in Mount Pleasant Mills and Northumberland, serving the area now for 50 years.
Hi, this is Kim Ebright. We are proud to offer Safeco Insurance at a very competitive rate. Some customers have saved as much as 50% off their premium.
Safeco has been around since 1923 and in 2008 became part of the Liberty Mutual Insurance, a name well known and trusted in the insurance industry. Start saving and be safe with Safeco and Kratzer Insurance.
Standing together against whatever. Family Friendship Security, the Kratzer Insurance Agency.
Been a fun hour. Later in the week, by the way, we're going to have Ed Bouchette, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, Tony DeFazio, Pittsburgh Sports Report, talking about Pirates from Tony and Steelers from Ed. We're also going to talk about the Eagles with John Marks from 97.5 The Fanatic. Adam Rittenberg, ESPN.com on the Big Ten. Brian McClintock tomorrow from Little League World Series. Donnie Collins on Penn State on Thursday. So have a lot going on.
Steve, I have a question for you regarding the Pirates.
The answer is no.
We had a caller say it was excited because of the Pirates.
Yeah Debbie.
Yeah, or notice how I just blew right by and continued on. Anyway, Debbie said...
Notice how I remember the caller.
Yeah, all right, touche. So Debbie mentioned about the Pirates and being excited for that. I'm wondering, from what you hear from Pirates fans, and I'll tell you, I'll share what I hear, is making the playoffs going to be enough to suffice Pirates fans? Or does it have to go... Do you have to get to the series?
This is what I sense. Number one, getting to 81 wins is going to be a relief. Just to get that out of the way. Number two, winning the division, that means a lot. Whatever happens after that, we'll see. But actually getting to 81 wins will be a relief for Pirate fans, even though it's a foregone conclusion. But still getting there, because you haven't done it in 20 years. That's what Pirate fans have told me. And then the part two, winning the division.
See, I hear the division. I hear winning the division is the big thing because they automatically assume they're going to get to that magic number of wins. And then from that point, everything else is gravy.
Right. And that's exactly what I've heard. Relief to get to 81 wins because that part's over with. Winning the division, then the next big thing. And after that, whatever happens, happens. Our number 800-795-9565. You know, high school football Friday nights will start in 2 weeks. And the Sunbury Broadcasting family of stations will have four games on opening night. Four games. There is something special that no matter how much we've seen change over the years in so many different areas, there's still something about that Friday night gathering spot that is a high school football game, where you go back and you see old friends, you take in a game, the smell of the food, the sound of the band, the sight of the pads hitting, a town coming together. Something that's been a constant for decades that has meaning to people. The transition in time where now you have parents who are there on a Friday night who are there to watch their sons play. Or the parents that are there on a Friday night because their daughter or son happens to be a part of the band or the color guard or the dance team or the cheerleaders. Or, as Corey pointed out, selling in the concession stand because that's the fundraiser because they know that's where the town's going to be. Or just because you're either a graduate of that high school or, as a transplant living in the town, you've just grown to enjoy a Friday night high school football game, and that's your hometown team. There is something about a Friday night in Pennsylvania that is different and special compared to any other place in the country. Because remember, there are a lot of Friday nights where I'm in different states, and I'll watch them do their Friday night football coverage. And yes, it's Friday night football coverage, and yes, there are people there, but there's something different about it. You feel like here that there's a passion about it, that it's something special to go to a Danville game. It's special to go to a Shikellamy game, a Sealands Grove game, a Milton game, a Lewisburg game. We can go through the entire list. Where everyone comes together, and on a Friday night, you put the rest of the week behind you. And you invest 2 or 3 hours in something that's just pure fun. It's what makes Pennsylvania so special.